So it's kind of contrary to the law. Okay, so this is what they said now. Thank you, but I don't need you anymore. See, grace, here's a principle. Grace and work will never work together. They will never reside together. And when you try it, when you as an unbeliever, when an unbeliever decides to go by works and reject grace, they will never have eternal life. When you and I as a believer do not go to grace as a believer, you will not live a righteous life. You will not be justified. You will have eternal life, but you will not have rewards in eternity. Not a loss of redemptive salvation, but it is a loss of the Christian walk, which can only be done by faith. We do not fall from grace in the way that Paul is using it here. We do not fall from grace so much by sin, but what is it that causes us to fall from grace? When we stop trusting God. That's what sin is. Whatever else I could say about sin, and the Bible says about sin, sin ultimately is one thing. I stop trusting God. I stop trusting. I am independent of God. It may be some good works. It may be something wonderful. Don't only think of sin as, you know, out honky-tonking him. No, I stop trusting God. Then you sit in Bible class and be in sin, trying to understand the Word of God in the flesh. Not trusting God. That's what sin is. So this is what happens. So we do not fall from grace so much by committing these horrible sins that people think about. We fall from grace the moment we stop trusting God. We've now taken ourselves out of the grace into the law. We've taken ourselves out of here into here. And now we are in that sense of sin, of missing the mark. Here's the mark. We're in a sense now out of it, and we're never going to hit it as long as we stay there. Now, for those of you that will see it, I want you to see a dramatic change in Scripture here. Some of you will see it. I hope all of you will see it. I want you to notice the dramatic change that Paul makes in telling us how to live the righteous life, how to live the Christ-like life. Watch what happens in verse 5. For we, through the Spirit, Holy Spirit,